Pardon you mothers and fathers, your families, get your children, put them there with you and put them up in front of you. All right? Some of your children running around back in the bathroom. I had to put them out of there and put them in here. Now, it's come to the point that I am not going to raise your children anymore. I mean this. You've been delivered the fullness of God for your children, and you're going to come in order, or else the Lord's going to cut you off. Now, I mean that plainly. And don't get the idea. Once you corrupt in disobedience one of your children, you're going to pay for it. You listening to me, Rena? Now, when these children come into the house of the Lord, I want them put right up there in front of you or alongside of you as a sacrifice unto the Lord, because they belong to Him. They don't belong to you. You say, well, I birthed them. Yes, but had it not been for Him making that sacrifice and giving His life, your children and all of us would have been judged and destroyed under the judgment of God there at the cross 2,000 years ago. Because time of judgment, iniquity had come to its fullest. Time of judgment was then, but the love of Jesus Christ gave Himself in suffering, said to the Father, I'll suffer if you'll spare humanity. Oh, and give them a chance to come. So there He bought you and all of your children there. Lord Jesus. Oh. Now in a time of long suffering, I've stopped services. I went over and corrected your children, set them down, put them in front of you when they were running around playing, and I didn't bother you. But that's over with now. Keep your eyes about half open, half closed. Keep your eye on the Lord. Keep your children moving. Do not neglect and let your children disobey out there in your home life and bring them in here and throw them off on me. Make me have to take up time with your disobedience and neglect the other things that of the feeding of the church. Oh, this the Lord has said. He has said that you, my servant, have suffered enough. Now the suffering is finished with the children. That will throw them back, their responsibility, back on the parents, and they shall bear the sins of them. Now you listen to me. You listen to me real good. Ooh, everybody. You that are neglecting your children, you're still neglecting them. You're still neglecting them. And I can name more. You that are neglecting your children and you're not bringing them under obedience, under authority and obedience to the Lord, and wiping them with that blood and moving them in love and moving them in authority mixed together, you're going to be in trouble. You're already in trouble. Hath been given me to obey. Oh. Now, for whatever reason, whether it be a good reason or whether it be a bad reason, for whatever reason you have missed any of these tapes from A through O, you are now expected to catch up on them. Whatever a reason, whether it be a good reason or whether it be a bad reason or whether you have no excuse at all, it doesn't make any difference. You're still now expected to catch up on them. Yeah, but I had to be on my job to provide my family. That doesn't make a bit of difference. You're now expected to catch up on them. You shall not use anything for an excuse to disobey the Lord from now on. It hath been given to me obeying. Sure, I know your job come, but that job shall not be substituted. You shall continue on with your job in obedience to the Lord, but you shall not substitute that job for your spiritual life. And you shall not let the devil justify you in this and trap you and rob you of what God is doing. Lord Jesus. Oh. But the Lord gave me my responsibilities, and he gave me my job, and he did do this, but he didn't give you permission to let that job keep you from catching up on your spiritual duties. Do you understand me? And once you let, that job or your responsibilities, once you begin to say, Lord, I did this, and don't catch up on your spiritual responsibilities, then you are in real trouble. You have exalted your job and your responsibilities before the Lord. And you do that, he has no choice. He's got to burn that job. He's got to burn your responsibility. He's got to take it away from you, his love for you. But if you'll move in the order of God now in obedience and leave a life of making excuses. Quit making excuses before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I am me, and you know what I am, and I'm ready. It has been given me just to obey you. And I have to do what I do. But after I do what I do, then I have to obey you to do what you want me to do in other things. Okay? Lord, it's that simple and it's that easy. Now, whatever excuse you had today, whether it's a good excuse or a bad excuse or no excuse for missing that teaching this morning, buddy, I expect you to catch up on it. And I don't expect you to wait till next week. Hath been given to me to obey. Yes, Lord. Is that all clear? Real clear, isn't it? This keeps you in the order of God. If you will set your mind now to quit making excuses. Because anything you receive, any obedience you receive from the Lord, you're going to have to deny yourself something. You may want to be out there running around while you're here. You may want to be out there running around fellowshipping with other people and talking to them and all that, and you've missed out on some tapes, and you're going to have to deny yourself that. Say, Lord, in obedience, it hath been given me to obey. I won't be out there fellowship. I'll get me a tape recorder somewhere and catch up on these in simple obedience to the Lord. Okay? That's all there is to it. Real simple. Ooh, do that. Contrast. Oh. I don't care whether you have a good excuse, bad excuse, no excuse. Don't want you to spend 4, 5, 6, don't even want you to spend a minute saying, well, I'm sorry, you're not sorry, you're dead. Well, you're just dead. You don't have any life left of your own, any desires supposed to be. You don't have to be condemned. You don't have to feel bad about the thing. All you have to do is just say, has been given me to obey, and just obey. You're relieved now of condemnation, but the way to keep yourself relieved of condemnation and feeling bad is to just simply obey. And then you're completely relieved. You stay free of it. Hath been given me to obey. Hath been given me not to make any more excuses. Before the Lord. To just come to him and here I am. Hath been given me to obey. And hath been given to me. To do and hear what the others in the church have heard. Hath been given. You that have been wandering around in disobedience for several weeks and have missed all of this, you are now expected to suffer and catch up for yourself. It's that simple. If you're going to do this, you need to wait for me to run you down because I'm not running anymore. I got the first fruits now. Got the first fruits under the mother. And the mother says, develop the first fruits. The command now to Jesus, you come unto me. You get in line. Get in your order. He said, I'll make you quickly. You obey me, I'll put you quickly in there, or ahead, or equal, or above. But you need to sit there now in your disobedience and expect someone to run after you. You'll go so far in disobedience, and then all at once the Lord with the fire sword will say, psst, that one is no more a part of my move. I'll see it and I'll weep for you, but I won't be able to do a thing about it. Now, another thing, while we're at it, it becomes a responsibility of the husband when the wife misses. And the husband is here, it becomes that responsibility of the husband to catch their wife up. And then if the husband misses and the wife is here, it becomes your responsibility to catch the husband up. To take the tape and give it to them and catch them up on what has happened. So that you can stay one and keep that old competitive spirit from out from between the husband and the wife. That's a very deceitful thing, isn't it? Wife get a little bit ahead of the husband. The husband say, well, she thinks she's a smart aleck, you know. And the wife say, yeah, I think I'm a smart aleck. They won't tell each other that. I know more than he does, so therefore I'm... Let's keep it in the order of God. Hath been given me no bait. And you groups that have come in, you brought some people, you came in earlier, you should already be caught up, Brother Joe. Whether you are or not, you should, but if you're not, you shall, okay? And then it becomes your responsibility to take your groups and catch them up, your group. You shall not put that off on me. But this is what you've been doing, and you've been doing it in time flat, and it was my responsibility. Someone come in late, someone miss, and they had to miss because of responsibility and duty. They had to. The Lord had not released them from that. And they came in, and they were behind, wandering around like lost chickens. And you were running around doing your own thing. So I would get them and exhort them and begin to give them to somebody to catch them up. But now I give them back to you. Now, following the principle of grace, some of you that have moved on ahead in this, and some of you have moved real far. You see some of these new ones wandering around like orphans, don't understand what's going on. Don't just leave them wandering around. Get them. And begin to move with them in the tapes to catch them up. Okay? Hath been given to me to obey. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh. Aranda. Hallelujah.
Lord of hosts in this earth.
Oh, yeah.
And my people shall sing my praises.
Hath been
from
given.
Son to son it hath been done.
Hath been received. Hath been obeyed. Yes, Lord, you may be seated. Remember a feeling of that peace and that glory. Now, what do you feel like? Feel like he just wiped everything out of you, don't you? Oh. Now it's time for us to understand and put together in our mind in order all the things that we've received. Without you realizing it, you have become people of great knowledge, and great mysteries have been embedded in your mind through these teachings. Great things of God have been put in you without you realizing it. Now there's a key to releasing that knowledge that's been put in there and grafted in you. And that key comes when you begin to put in order the things that happened to you and are letting your understanding be opened. Then, wow, out comes that knowledge. It stays locked in there as long as you've got it just in bits and pieces. But the keeper of the keys knows just how to click it. Oh, and let it come out of that. He put it in there. didn't he? Oh, so he knows how to click it and bring it out of there. So as you begin to have an understanding of what happened to you in your life and your mind and all these little things begin to fall in place, all at once, whoo, here comes that knowledge, and you can just lay it out, message after message, prophecy after prophecy. Okay? Oh. Here we are, ready now to understand the mystery of the church. The mystery of the finished work of Christ for the church. We started in it this morning. We're going to review as the Lord leads. And then we're going to move into how we got here. Right here before the throne of our Father, Lord Jesus. And the throne of Jesus, which is inside of him. Oh, hanging above the two cherubim on each side of that throne is the heavenly sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the source of all the rivers of life, the source of all the breathings of grace, the source of all the fountains of water, the source of all the sea of blood. Lord Jesus. Then, on the left-hand side of the throne, one with them, are 12 elders of the Old Testament church, starting back in Genesis. Now, these 12 elders are not just 12 people. They represent all the obedient people of the Old Testament. Men, women, boys, and girls. The word 12 means the complete. All right? Ooh. On this side are 12 elders representing the sufferings and all the obedient people of the New Testament church, beginning from the day of Pentecost. Oh, the completeness of it. Tying them together and making them one is what's called a sea of glass. That sea of glass is the sufferings and the victories of Jesus Christ that gave himself in obedience to the Father and gathered together all the Old Testament obedient and gathered together all the New Testament obedient and tied them together with his sufferings and his life, called a sea of glass, and now they're all one. Oh. But even though they are all one and even though they are all tied together, our Father has promised his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, it is written, and you need to listen to this, has promised him a body to dwell in. He not having a body now, when he made his last suffering in the outer court for you and I, he was burned to where he had no form. So then the Father took him inside of him, and made him one with him, holding him there in his body, until he could fulfill the promise that he had promised, a body hath I prepared thee. Ooh. Now where is he going to get that body? Our Father has promised it, and it shall come. It hath come. Ooh. Our Father now has clothed upon the earth and has sent his new Jerusalem down, and he is now in the process of completing the body for his son that hath been promised to him and hath been given to him. Now that body, real simple, is you, the last day church that will be formed and has already begun to be formed right on this sea of glass before the throne. Watch me now. Oh, as this work is brought to completion, then the throne of the Father, get right over there, Brother Ed. As you are formed out there on that sea of glass, your body, the last day church, will tie together all this, fulfilling the scripture that John said, and there was no more sea. Your body, the last day church, will tie together all of these. And then the throne of God and the throne of our Jesus Christ inside of him will move down. Oh, just like this. Ooh. Oh, right down on each side. Come on around. Oh, stretching himself, engulfing himself. The Father being here. The Son, Jesus, moving in there. See? Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, making them all one. Oh. Move around and clothe itself upon him, and here will be the body of Jesus Christ, you right in the center, a body that's prepared for him. There will be the Father all tied together out there, and we'll all be one. Then shall be fulfilled, the throne of God shall be in the midst of them. The spirit of prophecy moving through me has went by all the way back to Genesis, carried you all the way through that Revelation, and swept backward and forth with mysteries you didn't even know about. Because the promise is to these people of the Old Testament and to these people of the New Testament, and the promise is all fulfilled in you the last day. This sea of glass. Remember, leading you one step at a time, yet not I, but Christ in me. Down at the far convention, I began to lead some of you to the gates, the first gate, number one, didn't I? I led you up to gate number one. Gate number one, which is Jesus Christ standing right there. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with the Father, eye like fire, body shining with the glory and the fire of God, and in the bowels a pit of fire. In which hath been placed all of your old nature and all working of Satan. And all of your sin, all of your sickness, and hath been destroyed in that pit of fire. Then wiping you, catch her there. And as I, yet not I, but Christ begin to enter you in to these gates, all all at once. After we made the first entrance in that first gate, all at once, whew, you remember? Wow, 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 wow! Here come a mighty sweeping of the wind of the Holy Ghost in fine blood and glory, and every one of us, almost every one of us, went out under the Spirit, didn't we? What was happening then? Of course, you didn't know it then. But what was happening then was that you didn't know her as mother then. But the Holy Ghost, fulfilling the wife of our Father, fulfilling her duty, had come to sweep off a place. Sow! Father, New Jerusalem to sit down. Her duty as the wife to sweep out, clean out the house. And she swept it with fire and blood and glory. And many other things we did in order. But after the place was swept off, once we had went ahead and made our sacrifice in that pit of fire, it obligated her to sweep off a place for us. Now, had we stopped there, that'd have been all she wrote. But we didn't stop that, did we? There are three gates to enter in. So we went, Lord Jesus, to the next gate. Ooh, gate number two. Lord Jesus, I see you right there. Ooh, head and hair whited wool, clothed the bone and one with my Father. Eye like flame of fire, body filled with glory. Ooh, and fire of your resurrection. Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. And in your memory, in your mind, is a sea of forgetfulness, in which I place all my old life, all my past mistakes, and all condemnation of Satan. And I accept that it has sunk into the sea of forgiveness. Oh, oh, oh. Now we moved into gate number two, but the heavens were still darker. We did not yet have the other order of God. Say, what were you doing all that time, Brother Pruitt? I was, every chance I had, I was right before that throne on that sea of glass. You know where I was. Oh. But the heavens were still darker. We were moving in by faith in something that wasn't there because we had been taught that. Hadn't we? We had been taught that even though it was in heaven, we could move into it by faith. And our moving into it by faith, we would experience it even though it was not there. By calling things that are not though they were, we could experience it just like it is there. We learned that, didn't we? Oh. We also learned in our journey that anything you see is yours. So possess it by faith. Oh, so we saw gate number three. Oh. Now in gate number one, we had been cleansed in the pit of fire of all our own nature and all working of Satan. Well, I didn't think I had any in you. Well, I know you didn't, but when you came to that pit of fire, you found out you had some in you. Didn't you, Brother Pete? I thought I was pretty free. No, you just when you came there, you got deliverance, didn't you? Then gate number two, we cut loose all of our old past life. Then gate number three, ooh, Lord Jesus, see you right there, clothed upon. Ooh, and one with the Father. Head and hair, white as wool, white as snow. Eye like fire. Ooh, body filled with glory and fire of your resurrection. And in you And in my Father, I see the heart of my Father. The heart of love. Oh, the heart of forgiveness. The heart of perfectness. And I accept them
by faith
that my whole body, my whole soul, and my whole being has been placed upon that heart of love and has been absorbed into that heart of love. And feel the Holy Ghost move in there. Oh. Now, once we got two or three people inside of Jerusalem, or more than that, something else happened. If you remember. You remember what happened? The Lord, a promise he had given me quite a while ago. He said, when I say go, you shall pop Satan out of his seat. Why? Why should I have to make that action of faith? I didn't do it. Our mother, the Holy Ghost, did it. But why should I have to make that action of faith? Because our Father had made a promise. And I want you to get this. In the days of Noah and the flood, he made a promise. He said, I will no more destroy a man. I will no more battle against Satan. He said, now I will let the seed of woman destroy him. And when they make the action, I'd follow it.
Oh.
Whoa. So once in obedience, the Lord popped him, our mother struck him, and down he come where he should be, right into the false church. What happened then? The covenant of God was broken. A covenant that he had made with the false churches, that he would let them rule and reign and become even the power of the half. And they disobeyed and were given over into Satan just like Adam and Eve did. And God had to let his covenant stand until someone broke it in obedience. But once a group made it through there in obedience, it was broken. He said, I'm through, and pow, down he comes. Ooh. Then, that was a clothing once he came upon, once Satan came down and got to where he was, our Father, oh, clothed himself upon, bowed to heaven and came down, stretched himself down, you remember? Clothed upon the whole earth. Oh, and there became a mighty, right before us, appeared the New Jerusalem. Oh, and right before us, there we begin to feel the brooding and working, and we begin to know for the first time the mother working of the Holy Ghost. Oh. Oh, and then we broke another covenant. Bring in two or three of you out onto the sea of glass. Oh, and once we got inside of the sea of glass, and you begin to feel that, you were in the womb of your mother. The mother of us all, the heavenly Jerusalem. All right, now fulfilling his order, the very moment, fulfilling his order through Abraham and Sarah, the very moment that Sarah knew she was with child inside of her womb, all the old harlot churches had to go. So the moment we hit that sea of glass before we did anything else, that was just a seed in there. The promise now, remember, is to two or three. Didn't have to get the whole group in, just two or three. Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of it. Two of you shall agree as touching anything on earth shall be done of my Father in heaven. Promise it not to the whole group. The promise to get two or three in there. And all at once, I'm all the Holy Ghost, cast out the bondwoman, and I'm through with you. I've got a seed inside of me now of the promise.
Oh!
Oh. And right then, Ichabod was written over the false church. The door of the glory of God departed, said, I'll no more serve with them. They can dry up and blow away, but said, as they dry up, said, I'm going to pull my people out of there and put them where they're supposed to be. So another covenant was broken. And down came a mighty rush of the Holy Ghost. Oh, you remember in the sea of blood and the sea of water and the air and Joel's army of locusts. You remember that? Oh, begin to move and begin to eat from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, our righteous heavenly blood eating out all the dead and set up continual eating in us. What was happening? Inside of the womb of our mother, using the locust, using the locust as a type, glorified locust of Joel's army of judgment, pure blood, pure living blood in whichever living thing I die, pure living water in whichever living thing I die, the pure air, the suffering in whichever living thing I die, you begin to be formed, everything eaten up out of you. Oh, that might have even held onto your blood or held onto you, and you became one with the water and the blood and the air of your mother, the Holy Ghost, breathing there. You became the child of promise, ready to be formed. Oh! Brother Pruitt, I don't understand it all. You just eat on it a little while. It's all getting together. Then I carried you in obedience to the Lord in order for you to become a body. In order for you to become a child birthed out of the womb but still under the care of the mother. Something else must happen. You must have a birth. And we knew, well, we won't say we knew it, but Christ knew it. And he said, John, the third chapter, said, he that born of the Spirit is spirit, and he that born of the flesh is flesh. The water and the Spirit birth. Oh, and then again, John said, I indeed baptize you with water, but he cometh to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Oh, so I carried you in obedience to the Lord in order to get you birthed. Get you out of the womb and get you into a body to where you could begin to be formed. Carried you there before the Lord in obedience to him. And said, Lord Jesus, watch me now. Oh, confessing your word that that day you shall know that you're in the Father, and she's in you and you're in her. Oh, and then I did something else. I fanned you seven times. Seven works of the Holy Spirit, completed works of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you got to be born of the Spirit and of the water. Why do this? Because you have come out of the womb now, and you must be awakened by the Spirit in the light of the day of the new body you're in. So here we go. Oh, give me mine. Yes, Lord. I took your little mantle. You don't think this is important, but you better hold on to it. Put it with a mantle that I had received as the servant ambassador. Fan you seven times. One. Whew. That first servant of Christ went through, you say, well, that just was a fan of air. That's what you think. He went through seven laborings to birth you. He went through seven sufferings. So you must go through seven works of the Holy Spirit in order to receive a birth. Two. Ooh. Three. Ooh. Four. Ooh. Five. Ooh, six. Ooh. Seven. Now you were ready. You were birthed by the Spirit. Now you were ready to be washed by the pure water. And not being sure, since I didn't have authority to say you were ready or not, I did something else. Everyone look at me. You see, he took away all my authority. He said, you don't have authority to do anything now. You must bring everything before me. And you'll stand there until I say it's enough. So I turned you around, didn't I? Oh. Giving to him the testimony in faith, identifying you that you had been birthed by the seven works of the Spirit. Lord Jesus, ooh, this candidate, this new creation, member of your new creation, present before you for baptism into the water of your body, Lord Jesus. Ooh. Ooh. Standing there and waiting until he said it's enough or something else needs to be done. Ooh. What else could need to be done? Well, could have missed something. Absolutely. There could have been something hanging on you that could have been missed. I don't have authority to say no or yes, so I've got to stand there until he says go. Which he said go because he had done his work perfectly, except in one or two cases. Sometime I just cast him right out of it. Oh, one and one particular person, no worry about one. Well, I wonder if my family's going to get in on this. I just have been destroyed, and out it went. Oh, not even realizing many times what was going on, but presenting. But he accepted, Lord Jesus. Said he accept, turn you around. Oh, moving you, holding, lining you up, or you'll fall right in that body. Oh, Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, you said at that day you know that you were in a father, she was in you and you in her, and coming now to lose her life. Oh, in the water of your body. Oh, we now baptize her into the water of your body. And down she went, and boy, when you hit that water, oh! A birth member ready to be put on that sea of glass. Y'all pick her up now. Don't let her step down. Oh. Oh, set her down right over there or in front of her. Right there be all right. Put her right there. Let her sit down and hold her up. Now we had us a member of his living body. Birth out of the womb, ready to be formed. And we had several more, didn't we? And our purpose is to get every one of you inside of here. Be formed in that church. Many of you are already in here. Only let you sit out there to where you could get an understanding. But for you that have went through this, ooh, yes, Lord, here you are. Here. Sit down, right there. Oh. Here's another one. Here. Whoa. Sit down, right next to it. Whoa. Whoa. Here's another one. Here. Let's put her right in there. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Come on in. Whoa. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. You can just sit down there, and get right up close to it. Oh. Oh, Jimmy, sit down right in here. You that went through that baptism, come on, several of you here, and sit down. Oh, let's fill it up. Oh, not all of you now, but sit down and get just as close as you can. I want you to get to understand this, because the Lord willing, we're going to complete this thing tomorrow and get his full body right in here. It hath been given. All right, get a little line right along here now. There must not be the commandment of the Lord. They must be joined line upon line, body upon body, blood upon blood, mind upon mind, spirit upon spirit. There must not be one gap in their ranks. And it hath been given to me to obey. Oh, it's all right. Yes, Jesus. We need some more right in here. Oh. Move right in there and sit down. Oh. But when you get through this thing tomorrow, if the Lord willing, watch me now, all those elders are going to be back over there against the wall. Around like that, and all of us are going to be on the inside. Which we already are anyway. I mean, most of us that went through that experience, see. Now, somebody didn't close ranks in here. Oh, come on. You can't have the throne there, Sister Mixon. You can have sit at his feet. That's a wonderful place to be. Yes, Lord. Sister Mixon trying to get the throne. Oh. Oh, someone else, Brother Bill, come on.